Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We don't have a whole lot of charter schools. And we don't have, at least in our major cities, Houston, Dallas, Austin, El Paso. These are all places that are not going to be sending their kids back to school, at least for the beginning. Meanwhile, the quality of our schools ranked 28th overall, and there's some really disparaging numbers here. 45th in reading test scores, 40th in median SAT score, 5th, that's the highest number we get, best number we get, but unfortunately it's for the dropout rate. So we have some work to do. Here to talk about with us is education expert Gene Burke. These numbers alone make a pretty good case for getting those kids back to the classroom, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when you look at the polls, some 70% of parents, you know, want their kids back in school, you know, with minor or even some major restrictions. And so it's something other that, you know, parents feel helpless. You know, they're like, my kid needs to go back. You know, we were already having, you know, low numbers here in Texas to begin with. And now the pandemic certainly hasn't helped. And so, you know, I find that I attribute a lot of this to what I call the three F's. Funding, foundation, and family. You know, Texas receives their school money based on two ways, state revenue as well as local property taxes. And what's happened over the last 10 years, there was like $17 billion allotted for about 4.7 million kids. What happens is over 10 years, now we have about 5.3 million, about a 14% growth, but the money didn't really change. And so now what's happening is this funding could go toward these, you know, to support parents, to support principals and teachers and really improve, you know, a student's academics, especially for the lower income. Then our foundation, I think the three R's, we need to get back to the roots, reading, writing, arithmetic. If we want strong STEM programs for our kids, then, you know, as you said, we're ranked 45th in reading. And here's a really cool statistic for you. Do you know that if a child reads for 1 minute a day, they score in the 50 percentile? If they read 5 minutes a day, they score the 70 percentile. But if they read 20 minutes a day, they're scoring in the 90 percentile on their standardized test. And so, you know, we see these kids, you know, spending 8 to 10 hours, you know, on some kind of device every day, whether it's a phone or a computer or a game. And that leads me right into family. You know, this has got to start at home. The motivation has to come, and the support and the parental involvement, you know, which is why, you know, parents, you know, tell those kids, put those devices down, you know, go pick up a book, go read a story, you know. And so there's got to be a priority for education and the encouragement just from home.
Well, Texas, the entire state, and certainly Houston, we are a multicultural state. We've got so many languages that are spoken. English is not the first language for many of the students. And if they're at home, how in the world do bilingual teachers be able to reach them? And because we have so many directly there in the classroom.
Oh, this is very difficult. And you know what's happening is we're now seeing what's called the virtual dropouts. You know, a huge percent of students aren't even logging into their teacher to begin with, you know, for even doing the online classes. And so we're increasing this education gap that's getting wider, you know, than we've seen before. So these kids do need to be back in school because they need that accountability and that structure. And, you know, there are kids who are doing well at home, and, you know, we see 30% or even higher of families who say, you know what, we're not going to go back to school. You know, we're either going to homeschool or do some kind of micro school. But there's still a huge percentage of kids that have to have that day-to-day interaction with a teacher to keep them on track.
And pre-K, what happens to all those preschool classes that we were told we must have?
Well, you know, you're going to see, you know, obviously some delay in reading. because, you know, they tend to start reading that, teaching that early. And so now we're going to be behind a year or two when it's all said and done. And so, you know, there's a lot of good things online for parents, you know, to help their kids to get going. And we, I even have on my website, I've got hundreds and hundreds of free resources for families that they are welcome to go in and get. Those are just go on for the taking. But you're going to see that it goes back to the parents. If the parents are busy working and trying to school their child, or, you know, kind of round them in to get, make sure they're online with their teacher, plus fixing meals, plus doing anything else, it's very difficult. So, yeah, we're going to see some education problems in the next few years.
Jane, what's your website for people who would like to go there and check out some of the resources you have?
collegeprepgenius.com. And if you click on at the top blog, I have an article called The Top 10 Tips for Teaching at Home. You know, if you're home right now with your kids, here's some great tips for you. But also there's a blog called Free Resources, and I've got several, you know, close to 500 free resources. And we're adding to it daily. So those are for the taking for anybody who wants them.
Terrific. Jane, thanks for joining us. Education expert Jane Burke. Again, her website is collegeprepgenius.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.